Honey, the kids are going nuts. Everybody's stir crazy, and my patience is running thin.
It's almost lunchtime. Why don't we go to Caitlin's? Their food is amazing, and they have those awesome baskets filled with fun to keep the kids pacified and entertained.
Oh, that sounds perfect. What is it you like to get there again?
Ooh, for starters, I love their green chili and chicken nachos. Then, I usually get Moe's queso with the ground chuck patty, cheddar, and jack cheese, diced onions, tomatoes, and green chilies between two warm flour tortillas. Served at the side of green or red chili. Yum! What about you?
Well, I'm famished, so I think I'll get one of their 13 sandwiches. Maybe I'll get one of each. And I love the way you can get their sandwiches made into wraps instead. Maybe one of their bacon green chili cheeseburgers or their salads or
honey,
or their
rein it in. Kids, we're going to Caitlin's.
Caitlin's Restaurant, at the corner of Mississippi and South Birch Street, just east of Colorado Boulevard in Glendale. Open Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 2 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday, 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Caitlin's Restaurant. You'll love it every bite of the way.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Here we go. Are you ready? The Bell and Pollock Show, the Champions of the People Injury Show, our website, championsofthepeople.com. It's an information-loaded website. All of our books are there. Our articles are there. And we have a button that you can hit to listen to and understand and learn what you need to know before the first phone call with the adjuster after an accident. It's right on the homepage. Also, a separate button right on the homepage, easy to find. You can hit it, and it gives you a downloadable, printable checklist right away. Easy to do of what you need to know and say and do with the insurance adjuster. They have scripts. Why don't you? They have attorneys. Why don't you? You have to know the level playing field. You have to make it a level playing field. Go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. Today we're talking about whiplash. So the first thing you're going to do is never fall into the trap of, the initial diagnosis was neck sprain strain, therefore you must be over it. Most people get over it in 6 weeks. Why aren't you over it? There must be a different motive you have. You must be making this up, and nothing can be further from the truth. Once you've passed this threshold and you have these chronic symptoms, and chronic can mean permanent the rest of your life. You know, it's like having a very, very bad stiff neck when you slept on it wrong, and it won't go away. And when it does go away, finally, you can say hallelujah. Hallelujah. But sometimes in whiplash injuries, there is no hallelujah moment, right? And if there isn't, you better be prepared to prove your case with the insurance company for the at-fault party. Period. You need to know the medical literature. You need to know the studies. Your attorney needs to know these. And you need to understand the mechanism of injury. Rapid acceleration and deceleration of the head. Brad described it in the last, before the break, the rapid acceleration of the deceleration of the head. And we talked about flexion and extension, various serious maneuvers. But this can happen many, many times very rapidly. It's almost like a shaken baby syndrome. Nothing happened. Can't see it. Right? Must not exist. Don't know. Oh, no, wait a minute. There's sore muscles. There are neurological injuries. There's severe neurological injuries because the baby was shaken, because the TBI, because an NFL player, a football player, suffers a concussion. Same thing, fibromyalgia. There's no test or diagnostic tool to definitively identify it, but it's there. And it can be diagnosed, but you have to have good doctors that understand this. You know, Brad, I've used it before in court. Sometimes, I even deal with a lanoaxial injury, but here, a whiplash. It's almost like standing in a rowboat. Think about this. Standing up in a rowboat, you're out on the water, with weights in each hand, and it's choppy water, and you're trying to balance yourself.
Yeah, it is. You know, you're facing a situation that can have so many effects on your body and what your functioning is. And when we talk about injuries, we talk about certain things from injuries, and basically, nobody cares about injuries as much as they care about symptoms, and because there can be an injury in a person. But if there's no symptoms, they go, well, you know, let's wait and see if it causes a problem. Well, it's funny how you can have a severe injury, and if they're saying, well, it's not causing any real symptoms and problems, then let it go. But if you have what they want to phrase as a small injury, whiplash, oh, you just had whiplash, they want to, and it's causing severe symptoms, then people don't care. And you know, it's like Gary said on the different ways that it affects your life and the things that it does that weren't occurring before the crash. Now, everybody's going to say, now, when you hit a certain age, everybody's going to say, I had neck pain in the past, and the neck pain went away. And that's what causes a lot of times delayed care for these type of injuries, because you've had neck pain in the past. You've been sore in the past. You've been stiff in the past. And you're saying, well, I've been through a crash. Of course, I'm going to be sore and stiff. And you're a good person. And that's what happens to good people. You know, there's a saying that no good deed ever goes unpunished. Well, that's what happens when you're dealing with insurance companies and defense lawyers and this kind of thing, because you're a good person. You're in, and you're not running out saying, I got to sue. You're initially thinking it's going to go away, or you get some care and you think it'll go away, and you're not looking to make anything major out of it, because you're going, this is a minor insignificant thing in my life, because these injuries should go away.
I want to cover one of the traps with you right now. You go to the emergency room, you've been in an accident, you don't want to go to the emergency room, you wanted to go home, you're on the way to the store, whatever you were doing, you don't want to be in an ambulance going to the emergency room, but there you are. And then they give you the diagnosis of sprain, strain, all your tests are negative, here's some pain medication and muscle relaxants, be on your way, see your primary care doctor, and if you don't have one, you can come back and see us, right? Typical discharge instructions. And then the insurance company later says, well, wait a minute, you didn't report these symptoms until 2 days after the accident, or you didn't report them until a week after the accident. Everybody knows in this business that many times with whiplash, you can have delayed onset of symptoms, right? So you're not going to let them do this to you. Delayed onset of symptoms. So 2 days after the accident, you can't even get out of bed. You didn't report that at the scene, the insurance company says. You didn't report it to the insurance company, to the emergency room doctors, the insurance company says, right? It's not in your records. You didn't report headaches. You didn't report radiating pain. You didn't report neurological symptoms and signs. So therefore, you must not have it. But what about delayed onset? And then people say, I experienced it. I thought it was going to get better. It didn't. So I called my doctor and I couldn't get an appointment for a week, right? Typical. Then they say you didn't. Not only did you not report these signs and symptoms to the emergency room, but you didn't even go to the doctor for a week. And you say, I can't get in. You understand the game. You understand the war. You can win the war. You know, Brad, let's talk about whiplash, and you got flexion and extension and neurological injuries, and some of these symptoms are delayed onset, but you still prove them.
Right, and that's the important part, is you have to be able to prove them. And the first thing is obviously looking at the crash and seeing how it happened, or looking at the fall and seeing how it happened, to confirm that this could have happened. Just about every rear-end accident is going to be involve some type of flexion extension, and usually the hitting of the head on the back of the seat, or forcing the head forward where you're shaking the brain. Just about every single one of them. And you can talk about it being a small one. You're still going to get that jar. You're still going to get that effect. Is it going to be as huge as and cover as much ground as we've talked about? Maybe not. But it's still going to occur, and there's going to be some tension and some force put on your muscles and your ligaments and your discs and your facets. It's going to be some force put on those areas in your neck. That's what happens in accidents, because we now have situations where the seat is going forward when it gets hit, and it's going into our body, and we are seat belted in, so we're not going to go forward. We're going to be seat belted in and attached to the body, to the seat. And because we're being attached to the seat, the only thing that gets thrown around is going to be your neck. It's your head and your neck that's getting thrown around when that happens. So
I tell you what, let's take an example here from the engineering field, because they talk about load. Engineers talk about load, right? And let's say you're building a house, a building, or an office building. And you got to measure the load that's going to be on there. And then, so what happens when you put the load on it? Or you have another type of engineering test, a motion test, and you put the load on the facility or the structure that you're testing. That's an important concept. You want to see what the load does to the product or to the body. In our case, into the body. So the load, you have a perfectly existing anatomical structure, no symptoms, and the load changes everything, and it doesn't show up on an x-ray. It's still provable. You know, we're just touching the tip of the iceberg here today. If you want to have a free initial consultation with us, call us at 303 303- 795-5900. That's 795-5900. Or go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. Brad, let's talk about, a little bit more about this load, because if you're weaker, if you're in a more fragile state, but you have no symptoms, that's completely different. But you can use that in your favor. It's not against you.
Right. And that's the thing. All of us have different makeup in our bodies. As we get older, we start having some deterioration and degenerative discs. And boy, the defense lawyers and defense doctors love to seize on that. Some of us are stronger in the neck. Some of us are not as strong in the neck. Some of us work out and maintain a better physical ability to withstand some kind of hitting or some kind of force and load. Some of us don't. All of us are different. Some of us have had pre-existing problems and have had a whiplash prior to this, and now we're more susceptible to it hurting us again versus others who haven't had that situation. It all depends. You know, I can still remember years and years ago when I played high school football, even we did exercises to try and strengthen our necks. Well, you know, I haven't done those in years. Can't say I'm as strong back now or now as I was back in high school. So we start going, okay, how and what effect it's going to have on our body and what effect that kind of load or that kind of pressure is going to have is going to be unique to each person. Now, how does it affect you in your life? And once again, we go back to every person's life is different. So every person's life is unique, and we have to address the uniqueness of what that injury is. And why the person needs to be taken care of and compensated appropriately.
And we've preached many, many times you have to have a legal game plan, right, for how the accident occurred. Sometimes they contest how this accident occurred. You have to have a legal game plan and strategy for that. Read our book, Legal Game Plan. It's trademark protected. Go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. All of our books are free. If you want a hard copy, call our law firm at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. What happens in an accident? You're rear-ended, you're weaker in the neck. Then the insurance companies and their lawyers try to blame it on you. And you say, it's not my fault. I was sitting at a stoplight, a red light. I was rear-ended. Yes. And then they say, but you should be over this by now. Yes. And then the insurance company and their lawyers say, you had a pre-existing condition. That's your problem. It's not this 45-mile-an-hour rear-end impact. That couldn't be the problem. The problem is you had a weaker neck. You didn't take care of your neck. You didn't exercise for 49 years. You didn't strengthen your neck. So that's your problem. But if you're in a weakened state, that is in your favor under the McLaughlin case in Colorado, and I can't go through that right now, and we're just touching the tip of the iceberg. Under the McLaughlin case, you can use a pre-existing condition in many situations to your favor, but you need to know it, and your attorney needs to know it. Bell and Pollock, injury attorneys, championsofthepeople.com. We'll be glad to help you. We'll be right back.
It's Mandy Connell, and it's time for your Legal Minute, brought to you by my friends at Bell and Pollock. Listen to their show right here on KOA every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell with the law firm of Bell and Pollock. This is your Legal Minute. We're talking about emergency room visits. We're talking about car crashes and your injuries. When you go to the emergency room, it's a traumatic event. You're probably not thinking clearly. You need to remember to try to tell the doctors all your legitimate symptoms that you're feeling. Many times, the symptoms get missed. They get missed in the ambulance ride. They get missed once you get to the emergency room. You don't remember to tell them about your ankle or your low back or your hip. They're concentrating on your neck. Maybe they're worried about your spinal cord. Maybe they're worried about a brain bleed. They're doing MRIs. They might do a CT scan. The insurance companies try to use these records against you when you're in your weakest moment. We can help you. Bell and Pollock, championsofthepeople.com. Give us a call.
Bell and Pollock. Find them online at championsofthepeople.com. It's Mandy Connell, and it's time for your Legal Minute, brought to you by my friends at Bell and Pollock. Listen to their show right here on KOA every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell and Pollock. This is your Legal Minute. You're injured. It's a car crash. You've been rear-ended. Now you're going to talk to the insurance adjuster. Surely they're going to help you. Wrong. Surely they're going to be on your side. Wrong. Do you know what to say and do in the very first phone call with the insurance adjuster? If they said, we're going to send you a few forms to fill out, would you do it? We're going to send you some releases and a questionnaire. Should you do it? No. Should you sign the releases? No. you need to listen to our show. Go to our website. Listen, championsofthepeople.com. There's a button there that you can hit, and it's called What You Need to Know Before the Very First Phone Call with the Insurance Adjuster. You can come in, have a free initial consultation with us, and we'll help you there. And we'll give you a free legal game plan. Bell and Pollock, championsofthepeople.com, will help you.
Bell and Pollock. Find them online at championsofthepeople.com.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Here we go. Fasten your seatbelt. The Champions of the People Injury Show. The only show of its kind. It doesn't get any better than this. Every week we teach you and tell you what you need to know, but we touch the tip of the iceberg. There's no way that we can tell you everything you need to know in every case, but we try to give you a level playing field with the information that we do give you. You know, sometimes Brad and I on our other radio shows tell people, they call in on our live call-in show, we tell them you don't need an attorney. You don't need to see an attorney. You can do this, 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 and this. But in this field, right here, right now, we will tell you you need an attorney. And the insurance companies in the past, they've tried to discourage people. There was one famous case up in the Northwest about that. They tried to discourage people from seeing attorneys. But their own statistics show that you get a bigger and better recovery if you have an attorney. And if you know the playing field. And if you have the information to win the war. Today we're talking about whiplash. Don't let the insurance company just convince you whiplash is no big deal. It could be a fraud. You're a fraud. They imply you're lying. They imply you're cheating. And you're sitting there in debilitating pain and problems every day. It's affecting your life, your quality of life, and your work. And so you can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. So, Brad, let's talk about this pre-existing condition. Because when you have a neck that's been injured, maybe you injured your neck before. So they're going to say, that's your problem. But that makes your neck in a more vulnerable, weakened state. And you can also do it with older age, desiccated disc, facet joints that aren't proper. Nobody's in perfect, proper anatomical health at the time they're whammed from behind.
Sure. And that's the thing. By the time you've reached into your late 20s, you've probably had a neck injury, or you probably had neck pain. And so they'd love to send an interrogatory, which is a question that's asked during the litigation process, or they love in the deposition, which is a questioning of you under oath in the litigation process. They love to look at you and ask you, have you ever had neck pain before? And, you know, well, yeah. You know, have you ever had a headache before? Well, yeah. You know, I still remember when I was 21 and went out on my birthday and we had a bunch of drinks and I had a hangover the next morning and I had a headache. Oh, you've had a headache before. You've had neck pain before. Well, that means that you've had this injury before and what you're having is a flare-up of that previous injury. Now, you know, it's so funny. You've had a flare-up of that, and you really aren't having problems from our car crash. You've had a flare-up of that previous injury. And you're going, so there's no way this car crash caused the injury? And other doctors all go, well, maybe to cause temporary problems you should have been over with in a couple of days or a couple of weeks. And you say, well, am I going to have flare-ups from this in the future? And they go, no, you're having flare-ups from that time you were playing flag football or touch football at the company picnic and hurt yourself, or playing volleyball and hurt yourself. Well, you know, that's just not true, period. They might be able to convince people at times, but that's not true. Now you go to the other thing. What if you have had an injury? What if you've had a significant whiplash in the past or a real whiplash in the past? And now they're saying, now look, it's the prior whiplashes that you're suffering from, not our whiplash. Well, that's not true either. You had recovered. You had recovered from the pain and the symptoms. Now, as far as the injury itself, it probably puts you in a weakened condition, because like anything in life, if you damage it once and then fix it, you make it weaker. It becomes weaker. And because it's become weaker, it's more susceptible to being damaged again when it takes another impact or when it experiences the forces we've talked about in this show.
You know, that's what the McLaughlin case is about. It's a Colorado Supreme Court decision. So let's give you an example to bring that one to light, right? So let's say you have this, you've been rear-ended at a light and you had never had any pre-existing condition. That's a whole different situation and a whole different law applies to that. But you have to know what it is and prosecute it appropriately. Let's say you're sitting at a red light and you're rear-ended, boom, you're hit. And you did have previous neck problems, as Brad just described. Maybe you got injured in flag football. Maybe you got injured in recreational sports. Maybe you got injured your neck in trying to do yard work. But that was 10 years ago. And so they say to you, the insurance company says to you, well, you had this problem 10 years ago. And keep in mind, you haven't had any symptoms for 10 years. It all went away. But you had the problem 10 years ago, so that's your real problem. It's not this 45-mile-an-hour rear-end impact that's your problem. It's the neck problem that you reported 10 years ago to your doctor. You went to two physical therapy sessions, and you were good 10 years ago. So the McLaughlin case aids that situation, and we can help you navigate that maze and tell you what McLaughlin means. Just know there's a big difference. And then there's a situation where you had neck pain before this crash. You got rear-ended. And maybe you were treating with a chiropractor right up to the time and date of the crash. McLaughlin says you have a whole different situation there. But you have to know that. You have to have a legal game plan. Doesn't that make sense to you? It does. I know. You have to have a strategy. The insurance companies have their own strategies. So, Brad, let's talk about the fact when the insurance company says, well, nothing was on the film. You had a pre-existing condition. It was 5 years ago, and you haven't treated since then. And how can people still prosecute their claim and win?
Well, absolutely, and they should prosecute their claim. And they're going to be successful, and they're going to be able to get recovery. Why? Because, okay, you had the injury, you recovered, you're fine, you're on your way. So the people listening to this show right now, as you're walking around, you say, well, I'm in good health right now, everything's fine. And I can point to you, and you're going to be able to show me where in the past you had certain injuries, you had certain problems. Now, that may make you more susceptible. It's like we said, it makes you more susceptible, but you're not hurt. You have no symptoms. It's not adversely affecting your life. So you're looking, going, okay, I'm fine. Now all of a sudden you get hit, or somebody is negligent in the way they've taken care of their property, and you fall and you get hurt. And now that same part of your body that was hurt before, years ago, for which you were totally recovered, is going to be hurting. And you look and say, oh man, I hurt it again. Well, that's the thing. You hurt it again, but you were over it. You had completed that situation. So now you're entitled to what this force, to what this accident, to what this crash, to what this fall caused you in your symptoms, in your pain and suffering, in your loss of enjoyment of life, in your inability to carry out your life as you normally would.
Do you think there's load placed on your joints and your disc and your nerves and your ligaments and your tendons when you're rear-ended or T-boned, head-on collision? Of course, engineers talk about load. It's a fascinating concept in the world of engineering. When you put load on an object, does it withstand the load? Can it hold it? Is there a tolerance of 2 times that load, 3 times that load? We're talking about your spine. We're talking about your anatomical structures. You will win this war. 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Come to Bell and Pollock for a free initial consultation. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, put our over 30 years of experience to work for you. Now, we're talking about a pre-existing condition. Brad, let's move it up because the McLaughlin case says it might be a little bit different situation if you've been treating up to the time of the accident, but the symptoms change. Maybe this accident, this rear-end accident, aggravated your symptoms. Can you recover for that?
Well, sure. It made it worse. And to the extent it made it worse, you're entitled to the difference of how it made it worse. That's what needs to be done through doctors. That's what needs to be done through professionals, is to determine how much worse it made it. Yes, I was in care for a previous injury, or I was in care for these symptoms. Yes, I was seeing a chiropractor on a regular basis for problems to my neck that had occurred a couple years earlier, and I was still seeing the chiropractor on what they call a maintenance situation, and I would still have pain in my neck. And yes, I was still getting treated. Then I got hit again, or I got hit and I get rear-ended. And next thing you know, I'm spending, instead of 1 time a month at the chiropractor, I'm going 4 times a month. And I'm having to go much more because I'm in worse pain. It's made it worse. And when will I return to the baseline that I was immediately prior to the crash? Well, that's going to take some time to figure out. That's going to take some time for the chiropractor or for the doctor or for your physical therapist to figure out.
You know, how about if you were treating with a chiropractor for 4 years prior to the time of this collision? They love that one because they think they're going to beat you, and now you've got whiplash. So you must dig down to the details. What did this accident cause? What was the rapid acceleration and deceleration? What did it cause? Is it a completely different constellation of symptoms or some of the old symptoms made worse or aggravated? Can you recover from that? Yes. Can you win this war? Yes. You should hear some of these doctors testify that these insurance companies hire. You know, when they say something like, well, you didn't go to the doctor for a week after the collision. Yeah, but I couldn't get an appointment. You didn't report all the symptoms on the day of the collision to the EMTs. No, they onset during the night and I couldn't get out of bed the next morning, right? So if you have a game plan, if you have a strategy to help yourself navigate these insurance mazes, you can win. 303-795-5900, 795-5900, our website, championsofthepeople.com. You know, another way to approach this whole situation is what do your medical records show? Obviously, we can't teach you the ins and outs of all that in an hour show. What do your medical records in the past show? What do they show now? How do you differentiate them? How can you use them to your advantage to prove your injuries and get legitimate, fair compensation from the insurance company who's trying to say or imply you're a fraud, you're a fake, you're cheating the system? They imply it. A dirty business, right? You said, I've just been living my life and I've been doing what my doctor says. I've been going to this doctor for 20 years. Never have I had this situation before, and I trust my family doctor. And then the insurance company's lawyers and their doctors say that doctor's treatment of you is not necessary, not reasonable. You should be over this whiplash. You shouldn't have headaches. You shouldn't have muscle tension problems. You shouldn't have radiculopathy. You shouldn't have depression. You shouldn't have mental issues. This, you should have recovered. You should have, you should have, you should have. You're going to get sick of it, but you can win. 303-795-5900. Gary Bell, Brad Pollack, we're right here in the studio for you. And guess what? When you come to our law firm, we'll be right there for you. See you next week.